The Polish kingdom adopted from its very beginnings under the Piast dynasty a resolutely Western orientation, together with Roman Catholicism. But compared with its Western neighbors, it was culturally and economically an underdeveloped country. Hence, the policy of attracting immigrants, Germans from the West, Armenians and Khazar Jews from the East, and giving them every possible encouragement for their enterprise, including royal charters detailing their duties and special privileges. In the charter issued by Boleslav the Pious in 1264 and confirmed by Casimir the Great in 1334, Jews were granted the right to maintain their own synagogues, schools, and courts, to hold landed property, and engage in any trade or occupation they chose. Under the rule of King Stephen Batory, 1575-1586, Jews were granted a parliament of their own, which met twice a year and had the power to levy taxes on their co-religionists. After the destruction of their country, Khazar Jewry had entered on a new chapter in its history. A striking illustration for their privileged condition is given in a papal breve issued in the second half of the 13th century, probably by Pope Clement IV, and addressed to an unnamed Polish prince. In this document, the Pope lets it be known that the Roman authorities are well aware of the existence of a considerable number of synagogues in several Polish cities, indeed, no less than 5 synagogues in one city alone. He deplores the fact that these synagogues are reported to be taller than the churches, more stately and ornamental, and roofed with colorfully painted leaden plates, making the adjacent Catholic churches look poor in comparison. One is reminded of Mazzuti's gleeful remark that the minaret of the main mosque was the tallest building in Itil. The complaints in the breve are further authenticated by a decision of the papal legate, Cardinal Guido, dated 1267, stipulating that Jews should not be allowed more than one synagogue to a town. We gather from these documents, which are roughly contemporaneous with the Mongol conquest of Khazaria, that already at that time there must have been considerable numbers of Khazars present in Poland if they had in several towns more than one synagogue, and that they must have been fairly prosperous to build them so stately and ornamental. This leads us to the question of the approximate size and composition of the Khazar immigration into Poland. Regarding the numbers involved, we have no reliable information to guide us. We remember that the Arab sources speak of Khazar armies numbering 300,000 men involved in the Muslim Khazar wars. And even if allowance is made for quite wild exaggerations, this would indicate a total Khazar population of at least 500,000 souls. Ibn Fadlan gave the number of tenths of the Volga Bulgars as 50,000, which would mean a population of 300,000 to 400,000, that is, roughly the same order of magnitude as the Khazars. On the other hand, the number of Jews in the Polish-Lithuanian kingdom in the 17th century is also estimated by modern historians at 500,000, 5% of the total population. These figures do not fit in too badly with the known facts about a protracted Khazar migration via the Ukraine to Poland-Lithuania, starting with the destruction of Sarkel and the rise of the Piast dynasty toward the end of the first millennium, accelerating during the Mongol conquest and being more or less completed in the 15th-16th centuries, by which time the steppe had been emptied and the Khazars had apparently been wiped off the face of the earth. Altogether, this population transfer was spread out over 5 or 6 centuries of trickle and flow. If we take into account the considerable influx of Jewish refugees from Byzantium and the Muslim world into Khazaria, and a small population increase among the Khazars themselves, it appears plausible that the tentative figures for the Khazar population at its peak in the 8th century should be comparable to that of the Jews in Poland in the 17th century, at least by order of magnitude, give or take a few hundred thousand as a token of our ignorance. There is irony hidden in these numbers. According to the article Statistics in the Jewish Encyclopedia, in the 16th century, the total Jewish population of the world amounted to about 1 million. This seems to indicate, as Poliak, Kuchera, and others have pointed out, that during the Middle Ages, the majority of those who professed the Judaic faith were Khazars. A substantial part of this majority went to Poland, Lithuania, Hungary, and the Balkans, where they founded that Eastern Jewish community which in its turn became the dominant majority of world Jewry. Even if the original core of that community was diluted and augmented by immigrants from other regions, its predominantly Khazar Turkish derivation appears to be supported by strong evidence, and should at least be regarded as a theory worth serious discussion. Additional reasons for attributing the leading role in the growth and development of the Jewish community in Poland and the rest of Eastern Europe, mainly to the Khazar element and not to immigrants from the West, will be discussed in the chapters that follow. But it may be appropriate at this point to quote the Polish historian Adam Vitulani. Quote, "Polish scholars agree that these oldest settlements were founded by Jewish emigres from the Khazar state and Russia, while the Jews from southern and western Europe began to arrive and settle only later, and that a certain proportion at least of the Jewish population, in earlier times the main bulk, originated from the east, from the Khazar country, and later from Kievan Russia." End quote.